From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A barrage of artillery shells fired by North Korea has rained down on a South Korean island and triggered an exchange of artillery fire between the two countries. South Korea says two of its Marines were killed and more than a dozen others injured in the bombardment, which has further escalated tensions on the Korean Peninsula. NPR's Louisa Lim says the target of North Korea's attack was an island near the disputed maritime border between the two countries.
More than 1,000 people live on the island, and reports say they've been evacuated to bunkers as some of the houses have caught fire. South Korea's top officials have held a meeting in an underground bunker at the presidential compound. President Lee Myung-bak says he's trying to prevent this exchange of fire from escalating into a wider conflict. The incident comes amid regional tension following North Korea's decision to unveil a sophisticated uranium enrichment facility to a visiting American scientist. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
The BBC's Jonathan Marcus in Seoul says the artillery shelling may be another effort by the North Koreans to gain attention.
They want the world to know they believe they're strong. Particularly, they want the attention of the Americans. Some argue they want to get back into talks with the Americans and others, albeit at a price, but they'd like to get back into that diplomatic process.
The BBC's Jonathan Marcus in Seoul. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs has issued a statement condemning the North Korean attack. He calls on North Korea, in his words, to halt its belligerent action and fully abide by the terms of the armistice that ended the Korean War. Iran's top nuclear official says a computer worm aimed at undermining the country's nuclear program has not harmed that program. NPR's Peter Kenyon says, though, there are indications of significant problems with the nuclear effort in Iran.
Iran's nuclear chief told state TV that the Stuxnet computer worm was a Western effort to sabotage Iran's uranium enrichment program, but had failed. He repeated Iran's claim that its nuclear program is solely for peaceful purposes, a claim that world leaders and the International Atomic Energy Agency have cast doubt on. A former IAEA official said Iran is experiencing problems with some of its centrifuges, causing them to operate at only 60% of capacity. Nuclear experts say it's possible the Stuxnet worm is partly responsible. IAEA board members are expected to receive today an update to the latest report on Iran. Recent reports have said Iran took hundreds of centrifuges offline in the past 18 months, raising questions about possible technical problems. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
The death toll from a stampede at a festival in Cambodia has risen to nearly 380, with hundreds more injured. Rescuers are trawling a muddy river looking for more bodies. Panic set in when a crowd of thousands tried to flee over a narrow bridge. Many people were crushed as people pressed forward. Some fell over the sides of the bridge into the water. Cambodia preparing for a day of mourning for the victims. This is NPR News. A new survey finds that more Americans are saying their finances are in better shape now than at this time last year. Stephen Brobeck is with the Consumer Federation of America.
Our survey shows that consumers are more prepared to spend money this year than last year, and a lot more prepared than 2 years ago, but we're certainly not back at pre-recession levels yet.
And economist Mike Schenck with the Credit Union National Association says even that greater confidence, though, may not translate into a major surge in buying this holiday season.
Consumers tell us that they're planning to spend more, but just slightly more than they did last year.
The Commerce Department's latest update on economic growth in the third quarter is out today, expected to show a slight improvement over previous estimates. Analysts are expecting the report to show the economy expanding at a 2.3% annual pace during the quarter, but that's still not strong enough to put much downward pressure on the nation's lingering high unemployment rate. Police in Utah are searching for a man accused of shooting a state park ranger. Conrad Wilson, a member station KDNK, says police believe the suspect, Lance Arellano, may be wounded.
Police are using heat-seeking equipment as well as boats to aid in their search and believe Arellano is hiding amongst the boulders and rocks in the canyon. The victim is Utah State Parks Ranger Brody Young. Married and a father of three, Young was shot three times last Friday night after he pulled over the suspect's vehicle. Young has had several surgeries following the shooting and is in critical but stable condition. Police plan to continue the search first thing this morning. For NPR News, I'm Conrad Wilson in Carbondale, Colorado.
Then I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.